This is Stag, Shola the African Giant, and you're listening to Off the Rails Podcast. We are moving, so hit the brake or hit the gas. But anyway, we are moving fast. Hey, Gungun, be careful. Na Express, you dey go. Wa shere omo.
Every day is a mukbang, man. It doesn't matter. We're just hungry guys that like to eat.
Yeah. I just started recording.
It's not even recording. The thing is a mukbang. It is what it is. Alright. You opened an Abby.
Open what?
The Instagram thing.
About men are insecure.
Something like that.
If he doesn't want to hear what he counts.
No, that's how do you,
it wasn't really just
that's
about
what
it count. Said. That's, I guess that's a summary.
I mean, yeah.
It's that's really okay. So let me. I think for context, I'll just read it out.
Are we on?
Yeah, we are. Okay, now make I even do small intro. What's good now, my people?
This is scary.
How are you now?
Kukuro.
Normally we supposed to speak.
I didn't even know what you said.
Tweets. I think I put an Instagram thing up of it. It was easy for me to find on Instagram, but it was actually a tweet. I saw it on Twitter first. So I'll just read the tweet out so everybody has context for what we're talking about. So it's a two-part tweet. Here's what the first one says. This young lady tweets, "Men are not strong enough to handle the sexual past of a woman they love. This is not a debate." Well, we're here to debate this. Here's the second part of that tweet. Here's the thing.
Okay.
Men love harder than women.
Fact.
If he truly loves you, you're on a pedestal, and that's just a fact. Men cannot, not is in all caps, by the way. Men cannot emotionally handle the woman they have on a pedestal being anything other than how they perceive them to be. I said what I said. So she's stating a lot of personal opinions as facts. They might be, and that's that's the purpose of this conversation, right?
Okay.
To figure out if they're actually facts. I don't know if this mic is really catching everything, because everything just seems like it's on a... It's
mellow.
It's, like, it seems mellow. I don't know what's going on.
It pop on a little bit pop.
But, yeah.
Check the settings.
All right. So, I mean, that's what it is.
Okay. So, who wants to go first?
Okay, as it pleases you people. So, I think the first conversation to have is, do you agree or disagree?
Okay. Hey guys, it's your boy, you know who.
Alade the Hunter.
Alright, so how I perceive this. First of all, one thing I do not like to do, and I always avoid this, is to make general statements. Right? Because no general statement can ever be true. But for the sake of the argument that we're having right now, or the discussion.
They already made a general statement.
We've made a general statement. So let's you can say that this is actually possibly true for a majority of men. In a sense. Not for me personally. My own is as long as, you know, like, as long as it's not in my face. Like, you had sex with other people, that's fine. Like, that's none of my...
So that's not even... I mean, so the first thing we need to even get away from, it's not like they're currently having sex
with you.
Yeah,
it's a past thing, right?
It's more so like, it's what's happened in her past.
Yeah, so that doesn't bother me. Yeah, so this is past sexual...
No, yeah,
we can't discount what she said. It's a general statement, so let's just take that away. Let's try and look at it like she didn't say it as a general statement, but she tried to make some kind of correlations.
Yeah,
you know, in like a majority demographic of men or something like that. I can see that being pretty true for a good number of men, just from what you see a lot of men talking about on the, like, they're the ones that carry their chest to go on the internet and express how they feel about stuff like body counts, how they feel about she belongs to the streets,
they are labeling
women sluts or whore, whatever, because of a past, that a similar past that they share. So should I keep talking? So, you know, I can see where she's coming from essentially, and I think I'll plant my flag on her side, even though there's some things she said that. But just as a general thing.
They're saying as in generalization, because what she said you think applies to the majority of men, you would take her side. But on a personal note, if you're going to distinguish, you say it doesn't apply to you personally,
yes.
Right?
Okay. Yes.
Shola?
Okay. Uncharacteristically, I'm going to agree with this woman. But you should lower her voice next time. You don't come inside our house and start accusing us of things we're doing wrong. But she's right. it's true, like I was saying, it's men that will say with their chest, like, yeah, if her body count is past whatever number, she's for the streets and stuff like that, right?
Yeah.
And I guess, like you said, like she said, when you love a woman, you put on a pedestal in a way, something. That's kind of true. We'll talk about that more. And that thing is that, I guess there's always an insecurity of like what if she tells you she really likes doing something, right? And maybe you don't like doing that thing, or you can't even do that thing. Then you're not going to always be thinking of that guy that did that thing for her.
That used to bust her head.
Yeah, saying, like, she's like, she liked that giraffe tongue, but your own tongue is not giraffe. So it's not like, wow, problem.
Shall I start it?
So I think that's where, she's kind of right in that sense that, you know, maybe sometimes we may not want to know the whole story. I'm just happy that, thank God, it's my turn.
I have a problem with that. Not wanting to know the whole story. Okay, so I personally feel like, tell me the whole story. Let me make my decision.
Mm-hmm.
It's fine for you to tell me the whole story and for me to say, I can't do it. Mm-hmm. At least I'll say with my chest, I can't do it. But here's my thing. If you don't tell me, if I don't know the whole story, mm-hmm. whether not your fault or not my fault, the point is I don't know the whole story. And I'm trying to do the thing. And then, because you always find out certain things as you go along.
Mm-hmm.
You now start to find out things. It now starts to be a problem. That's where I have an issue, because does it make sense to not want to know the whole story when there's a possibility that you hear the gist?
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Do you know what I mean?
You don't want to be the last one to the party.
And yeah. if you yeah. hear on the streets, it makes it worse.
Yeah, because then you're not like, is this my babe or is it their babe?
Do you know what I mean?
I would like to make a point as to that whole story thing. Not wanting to hear the whole story, right, automatically makes a point
yeah.
true.
Yeah.
Because if you can't handle the whole story, then that's what she's saying. You can't handle it.
Yeah, that's true.
It's not my what I was trying to say, like, as long as it's not in my face, was more so the thing of the past. So I've established this in the past.
Yeah,
it's not past. Like, okay, I know she and the guy were involved, and then she's doing it either concurrently or like we run into that guy and she's all over him.
Okay,
yeah,
that's the problem.
Yeah,
I mean, that's not in the past, you know. Yeah. Like, don't be grabbing his hand and hugging him, you know. Like, you told me,
mom,
he did this to you, right? And I said, okay. Fine,
he
you know,
a couple of things.
Yeah, yeah. And then we run into him on the street or in the club, and you jump and hug him.
You have one leg in the air.
Problem day.
You have two legs in the air.
It's not like the guy has gone to Dave Chappelle, be
cracking the funniest joke.
That nigga wasn't even funny. Why are you laughing?
Yeah,
why are you laughing?
Yeah, exactly. Now that's where there's a problem. So
yeah.
I think you not wanting to know at all is not also.
It's not ideal.
That means you can't handle it.
Yeah, you can't handle it. And my problem is when you start to hear, because you hear such stuff. You have to take some of the blame, because you're the one who didn't want to know. It's not that she lied to you.
Yeah.
You didn't want to know. And then now you're hearing things on the street and you want to be fighting. Why are you fighting?
Exactly.
I mean, all I'm marijuana.
I don't want to know.
This guy is a
fool.
But yeah, I don't... For me, right? Like, I don't mind... I actually don't mind talking about, like, what you like.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about, even if sometimes like the episode of my ex, so I was,
yeah, it will come
that's
up,
fine.
Yeah.
I'm actually okay with that,
like everything.
But then don't get like into too much detail,
yeah, yeah, actually,
you know, because some people will be like, oh, yeah, and then Baba used to jump from trampoline, like, hey, stop that,
because you start talking about you start reminiscing,
exactly,
like, having nightmares,
and you start having dreams, and
everything, bouncing castle.
You might want to outshow yourself and you might not live up to the standard. That's just a problem.
So, listen,
especially when Baba was younger. It's like that man was doing stunts because
now that you said that, now that you said these things, I'm pitying everybody that's come after me.
Like, and it's like,
man, you like to show yourself too much. That's my problem.
So I just think for me, right, there's just some details I don't want to know, but I don't mind if you talk about like what you like. Maybe even if I don't know how to do, we can learn.
Right.
You know what I mean? We can learn.
You're open to new things, I mean.
Yeah. As long as you don't put anything in my butt. That's
not, that's
no, that's the only sorry. That's really the only rule.
That can be a new conversation.
Don't put anything in my butt and don't whip me. If you want me to whip you, we can have that conversation, but don't whip me.
Actually,
don't.
PTSD.
Yeah.
There's no kind of
even the whipping is a problem, you know.
Don't whip
PTSD.
Yeah. I mean, no, that's fine.
Don't whip. I said, don't whip.
Next thing you hear, you're not man enough to whip me.
Oh, man. This episode is really going in a different way.
Nah, man. I went to secondary school. Trust me, I know how to handle the belts. Oh, I went to body
house. Like, PTSD actually, for us,
yeah,
honestly.
Yeah. Actually, yo. Whipping is like you. Are we not talking about fetishes now?
How did we get here?
This is where the conversation
How did we get here?
We haven't even gone to Jeffrey. Please, Jeffrey, what's your opinion on the subject, right?
Honestly, obviously, what she said is true. Nobody wants to know.
Niggas in the high road. Niggas like, yeah, she got us there.
Like there.
Yeah, she got us there.
Our king feature, she belongs to the streets. Yeah. I said it. So, like Shola also said, we would love to know, but we don't want to know too much.
Yeah.
Don't be giving us details about how mama was giving you the chicken wing and... and whatnot, but also no doubt, like niggas, when a nigga loves you, man, like
yeah,
men are stupid.
When a nigga loves you, that's the end. That's why a couple of guys take rejection terribly. Like it's deeper than what a lot of girls perceive, actually. So it's a madness.
This is not the topic I am equipped to speak on.
It's a madness. Well, on guys loving girl, I don't think any of us are equipped, but...
Yeah,
I'm equipped. I've been in love several times.
Yeah.
How do you know?
I know.
Over with wake up.
Okay, this is what we're packing our boss for this episode.
How do you know when you're in love?
How do you know when you're in love?
You know, this is a very fun question because...
this is a good one, actually.
Anybody who's listened to the other podcast that I'm on with Dine, we actually had this conversation on there.
Oh,
I was just there on one episode. It was the Valentine episode. And it was like, how do you know we're in love? And the honest truth is,
we don't know.
I can't give you a specific answer. Here's why. Because people always think there's a thing, like it's an epiphany. Mm-hmm. And it's never been an epiphany for me. I feel like by the time I realize I'm in love with you, I've been in love with you for a while.
Mm. Yeah.
When I finally realize that I'm in love with
you. It's a process.
Right?
So you're a lover boy.
Yes, now of course. I'm a lover. I'm not a player. I just crush a lot.
Ah.
So.
Wow, please keep going.
Oh no.
But yeah, so it's like, I think for me it's just like we've been doing the thing that we've been doing, right? We've been mm-hmm. together, and there's no one thing that makes you love someone. It's mm-hmm. the continuous
love is a process.
Exactly, it's that continuous process of everything that they do, right? It's not because she made you a meal, or because she took care of you when you were sick, or because she did any one thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's all of those things put together over and over
Preach.
And over and over and over again.
Preach.
And then one day, maybe not necessarily one day, but when maybe we're saying one day because that's the day that you first of all say it, but then you realize that I'm in love with this person, right? But it's not even like in that moment.
Yeah.
Like you've been in love with them. Maybe it took you a while for you to get accustomed to the idea.
So the whole butterfly thing is not true.
I don't believe in that love at first sight thing. I think it's stupid.
And I've been waiting for it.
Let's keep going.
Here's why. I think there's no way you can love somebody without truly being able to sacrifice for them, right? At the depth of your core, because that is what love is. Love is in itself is sacrificial, right? And it's like, okay, you love your wife, and it's not that you are killing yourself every day, but there are tiny things that you know that you want to do, that you would do on a normal day if you didn't know what's bad, but you have to think about the fact that, nah, my babe, this is more important to my babe, or I have to do this for her, or I have to do that for my wife, or do you get what I mean? Or for my kids, right?
Mm-hmm.
Those tiny things, are you being sacrificial for them, right? And that's because of love,
mm-hmm.
right? So when you meet somebody today, there's that infatuation, there's that kini. You can't convince me personally that day that you met them, as you felt that infatuation, that I can die for this person.
Your heart skipped it.
Do you understand? I'm done. Mm-hmm. You can't convince me that last
lost things.
So it's that idea that you put in your head that you're in love on that first day that makes your relationship not last. Because eventually you fall out of love.
Yeah.
Not that you fall out of love, you thought you were in love, and then the truth finally slapped you in the face. Now you're saying, oh, I don't know if I still love them. You never loved them.
But what's the concept of
so it's love, it's love.
Okay, I was just gonna ask you a question.
Yeah, go.
I was gonna know, like, so you're vibing with this girl.
Yeah.
You think you're in love. Then you have sex, then all of a sudden you're slightly irritated.
That's not that conversation I'm equipped to talk
about. That's post-doc clarity.
That has happened to me a couple of times. I just want to get y'all.
I'm very equipped to talk about
clarity. Ovo, please explain. Now.
So let me give you the explanation. You see, people, I've had this conversation with a bunch of women who say this exact term, and I want to correct the exact term. I had a conversation with this one girl who talked about it at length, but I've had a conversation about it with multiple women. Now, this girl said, I don't know how you can just sleep with anybody, because for me to sleep with you, I'm telling you, like, this is me showing you how much I love you. Right? And I told her that that's flawed. And she said,
I think that's flawed. I have love.
She said, is an understatement.
Sex
for her, she has to love you to have sex with you, right?
Okay, yeah. That's one thing. That's different.
Now, her ability to have sex with you is showing you that I love you. That's why I'm having
sex
with you.
So how many men has she been in love with?
That's her question. I'm not going to shame anybody here. That's her question, not for me.
Mm-hmm.
So here's why I told her that is flawed. You see, what sex is? Sex is an amplifier, but sex is a mirror. Sex is like all those 3X mirrors. Sex will show you.
Are you taking
sex will magnify your feelings, right? But it's not going to magnify your feelings to the other person. It will magnify your feelings to you. So yeah. What it is what you're seeing is your reflection of how you really feel.
Yeah. Not that's true.
So you can't show somebody you love them because they are not getting all they are seeing is their own feelings for you, not your feelings for them.
Yeah.
And what you're seeing is your feelings for them, not their feelings for you.
Ha!
So that thing that you're feeling there, where you just had sex with this person. These serotonin and oxytocin and whatever other juices are released in your body, you are the only one that is feeling it.
Yeah.
It's not sexually transmitted.
Yeah, that's true.
So the point is this, right? That moment, men tend to be one track minded. When you want to have sex with someone,
no track.
That is that thing that's on your mind when you think about them.
Yeah.
When you're going after them, you do everything in that place and you start to convince yourself that I actually might love this person.
Yeah, it's your dick plays tricks on
exactly.
Your
you start to give yourself that perception. The moment you have
hashtag
sex with them and
dicks
and
tricks,
you become irritated.
The guy's like, peace, I'm done. My job here is done.
He's like, over to you, my nigga.
You go be.
But yeah, so, yeah, go ahead.
It's like, so the moment that you have that sex, after your mind, your dick has finished playing all those tricks on you and you have thought that you love this person, the moment you have sex with them, your feelings are amplified. If that feeling is disgust, guess what?
Yeah.
You're feeling that disgust three times more.
Three times
more. Now that you've had sex and you're
yeah.
done and you have post-not clarity. That is really what post-not clarity is.
Post-not
clarity.
I didn't hear what you
really,
want to say.
Yeah, what it is really
as
your
post-bust.
No. Post-not clarity, what it is really yourself.
Your true feelings.
Your true feelings being
out.
Magnified.
Yeah.
100%.
To you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's why you're like, oh no, this is wrong.
Yeah.
But when you need to bust it out again, your dick be doing those things.
And
your vagina be doing those things.
You'll be back there again.
And yeah.
I've thought about this at length.
That's the way I used to think about it. Just like, do I like this babe? Or is my dick playing tricks on me right now? So you have to really think about it. And you're like, it's like, I actually like this babe. And then you're like, oh, fuck.
I really did it.
He's like, oh, her voice is annoying.
Yeah, we hear her again.
She's calling me.
My own moral lesson here is please, if you think that you want to show somebody you love them by giving them your body, by having sex with them,
that's wrong.
It's
yeah.
a flawed idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you want to have sex with somebody, fuck them because you are horny.
Fuck them with your chest.
Fuck them because you want to fuck.
With your chest.
Don't do it. Fuck them because you want to get your orgasm.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Right?
And
don't do it to show them anything. They are not seeing anything.
I don't
There's
think,
no communication
I don't think
there.
Sex should be any. It shouldn't be a currency of love.
It shouldn't be at all.
It should be a supplementation. It should see. It can never be rooted in sex.
It can't be the foundation.
And it can't be the currency either. Do you get what I mean by currency?
That's the only
thing. Because it's exchange.
Yeah.
That's an exchange. Like you cannot use it as a way
like I love you so,
to show
so
you.
Here's the sex. All right, now you have to also love me back and give me the things that you're requiring.
It's transactional.
And it's like,
yeah.
no.
I mean, we talk about transactional sex and everyone is always thinking about OnlyFans or prostitutes. But that is also transactional.
Yeah.
I'm sleeping with you for your affection. No.
Yeah.
If you get all...
If it's there, it's there. If
you know, like,
if you want it for affection, then you have to be willing to wait for the commitment. You have to be willing to maybe... Some people say no sex till marriage.
That's
fine.
That's fine.
In that case, you're using... Sex as it is kind of transactional, but then
you have to be
the commitment.
Sex is involved,
it,
but the commitment is
it
deep.
Depends.
Yeah.
The commitment
depends.
Is deep.
It depends. So you say, yes, commitment is deep, and for some people, it can be no sex to marriage because their incentive is I want a man that will love me, so I'm not going to give myself up, or rather, I want a man. The man that will sleep with me has to love me. I'm not going to give myself up until I'm married and you are forced to be committed to me. However, there's other people that to them it's just important. It's really maybe it's religious.
Yeah.
So it's really not about you. It's really not about how you feel, how you are. It's just me. I've made up my mind that I don't want to have sex out of marriage.
Yeah.
And that's fine.
That's fine.
There it's not transactional. There it's you making a decision for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to understand that. I had someone say recently that, like, love me in spite of my virginity. Which I thought was pretty good because What she's saying is, I know that's a problem for you because you're maybe not used to being in a situation where you can't have sex with the person that you're dating.
Oh, okay.
Right? I know that's a problem for you. And I'm sorry, but however, I have made that decision for myself. I've made that decision for myself. Right?
Yeah.
So I know that it doesn't I know that it shouldn't apply to you, but because I've made that decision for myself, I've automatically made that decision for us. Because you decided to be with me.
Love me. What
in spite of my virginity.
Oof. Interesting. Interesting. So yeah, it's a very, very, like, it's not easy to maneuver sexual relations in any context. Because like you said, now you explained all that whole thing about waiting for marriage. Now there's niggas who see it as a prize.
See it as a challenge.
As a challenge.
Challenge.
So like now it's like either I'm willing. So niggas play the long game. And that's why this conversation is actually another good conversation that always comes up on the internet, right?
Niggas
about on the first day. About smashing on the first day, right?
Yeah.
People are always talking about it. And I have to say, once again, I agree with a lot of the women at home. If you want to, like, first day. So let me tell you something about niggas. Because let me not say men.
Yeah.
Niggas. Yeah, they ain't shit.
They will play the long fucking
niggas
game.
Will play the long
I'm telling you, a nigga, not me. Can wait 6 months.
Me or I can wait too.
Niggas can wait.
Yeah, I can wait.
6 months and they will play the game perfectly for 6 months. And the moment they get what they want, they can dip.
Do you know
and
why?
A nigga can smash on the first day and marry you.
Do you know why? Because he doesn't know he's playing the long game. And that's the problem. That's why I say niggas are so one track minded.
Yeah.
That the reason why we can play the long game
six months is like yesterday.
We don't even know that we're playing the long game.
You don't know.
You
I think some people know.
Some people have turned it into an art.
Yeah.
But then there's a lot of other people that have really convinced themselves that I'm trying. And then one day it's like, oh, but this thing done too much. Normally I won't be here. But the fact that I'm still here, and I really love this woman.
Yeah.
You are really just challenging yourself to try and then you're really doing it and really doing it. And so it's hard for her to clock that. This guy is an idiot. Because even you don't know that you are being an idiot.
You don't know. I'm telling you, your dick is very convincing. You don't. I wish you had dick. Not really. I wish you could understand.
Please.
Dick is it's convincing. You think you really believe in your heart. You really believe
and
in your heart.
And your soul. She's the one.
Like, okay, I can actually like this girl. Maybe we can make this thing work. You cannot make it work. But maybe the stuff is too good.
So there's the idea that women are a lot more horny than men are, so that shouldn't be a thing. And to that I say, shut up your mouth.
Yeah, interesting.
But yeah, we should have that conversation.
Yeah.
Are women
horny? Yeah,
women tend to be hornier than men.
Number one.
We need a woman.
Let me ask this question.
A couple women said this to me.
We need a woman here to have this discussion.
Let me ask this question.
But no.
Let me ask this question. Is this a scientific fact that the blood leaves your head and goes down there?
I don't know if it's
why. There's more blood.
There's more blood.
So the blood has to come from
somewhere. So exactly. Because even if they're more hornier, they could be hornier, but their horniness might not have an adverse effect on their critical thinking.
Yes. And that's exactly how I explained it.
You know what I'm saying?
That's exactly how I explained it to the people I spoke to.
That's why I asked that question. Is it really taken from the brain?
Yeah.
Because niggas get stupid.
Niggas get full stupid.
You don't understand.
Here's what I told. So the person who had said this to me also said that what you don't know is that I might see something sexual that I don't agree with mentally. Right? Like something sexual that I would never do, I don't agree with like at all. Like you couldn't convince me. My mind knows to go, ew, what the fuck is this? However, my body reacts differently.
Mm. That's what the girl said.
Yeah. And so I told her that that's where the difference is. Your mind says you, and your body says go. My body says go. My mind doesn't say anything. It's silent. It's like, where are we?
How did we get here?
It's the salty place. It's like, get out.
Until they are done and they are like, that's the thing. That's like, I'm sure everyone has been there. You're done. You're like, oh, ew.
What the fuck was that?
And you like close the browser really fast.
Like, oh,
like, oh jeez, man. Oh my
god.
Ew.
Look at just look at you.
Is this who I am?
Like, look at your life.
Look at the time. At this hour? Oh god. I'm class in 15 minutes.
I swear down.
You should like, oh god.
There's no way I'm making that class.
You gotta go shower.
Yo,
man. Oh,
god,
geez,
I'm gonna ban this quiz. Fucking hell.
Oh my god.
That was wild. Let's try to get back on the quiz.
Yeah, I think we taught this from women's sexuality to really.
But I mean, we pretty much all.
Yeah,
agree.
We pretty much. Yeah. But I think so. I think as far as if we generalize it, I think yeah, mm-hmm. she's.
She has something going.
She like definitely. She, has, I think has. More. I think more men cannot handle it. So I think there's three. Is it three or four? Let me start going online. Maybe it's three. So let's just assume right now it's three kinds of men.
Okay.
If there's a fourth one, I'll add. I think there's the kind of man who doesn't want to know, mm-hmm. doesn't want to hear it, and cannot tolerate it. Any man that doesn't want to hear it cannot tolerate it. Let's be honest. That's the reason why he doesn't want to hear it.
Yeah.
So he doesn't want to hear it. He cannot tolerate it, and he's not interested.
Mm-hmm.
That guy. He's not a very smart guy because he will hear it on the streets. The streets
yeah. Let me tell you what will happen to him. Let me tell you what will happen to him. He will go out to the club one day, probably yeah. with his girl or without his girl, maybe with his boys.
Like
one random guy, one random guy that maybe he has seen once or twice, will come and dap him up
yeah.
and have this very, very sly smile on his face.
Yeah.
And he'll be like,
the fuck?
Why is he?
It's, not even the sly smile that. It's not when the dapping mode that they will give him that sly mm-hmm. smile. It's when the guy is saying hello to his girl. Because
yeah.
maybe he's seen this guy once,
yeah.
so he knows that he knows his girl. So,
yeah.
so the guy daps up like, hey, what's good, chair man?
Yeah.
He talks to your baby, he's like, how you doing?
Yeah.
He never say hey, like.
No. He's not going to win because he's a
yeah.
cool guy. He's a respectable
he's
guy.
Respectable.
So he'll
yeah.
just look at her, just be like, how you doing? It's been a while, I haven't seen you in a
while. Yeah.
And he'll smile, and then he'll look at your girl, and then she'll smile, and be like, I'm good. And then you.
Yeah, it is been a while.
Yeah.
You pattern it.
And then
but it's better if you just knew when it was coming to that people.
Do you understand? Like, this is what it is, right?
Yeah.
Right? And there's that nigga. Then there's the nigga who says he can handle it. And he wants to know. But he really cannot.
He really cannot.
He really cannot.
When you're not breathing, when you're not breaking down, so like, stop.
Yeah.
Stop.
No. He won't even tell you to stop. He will hear everything and he will nod and say yes, it's good.
But his eyes will be red.
And then you see that nigga on the street another day.
Yeah.
And his eyes are just red. He's just watching this nigga pass by.
So how can you bend that back like that? She's a human being.
To be honest, I think maybe at some point, every one of us has been that nigga to have matured to the stage when we're no longer that nigga.
Oh God.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
There are times, especially if you're enlightened to this stage, like you really think you can handle it, right? But you can't, especially when you're younger. You start to hear some things that you're like, "Are these my age mates?
Yeah,
they are doing this."
Ohlone has really made
realize
that world's not what it seems.
It's not what it seems, man.
So you people are doing this. Where?
This is a free plug for Ohlone. She has tried in her life. We'll give
really,
her this one.
She has really tried.
And then there's that third nigga who I think actually can handle it, right? Because it's one of two reasons, right? Either he's mature enough and he knows that, see, everybody, they do their thing.
Mm.
He may not be that guy that does his thing, but he's like, you know what, we'll move. Or this man has been in the street enough to realize that, okay, they say, this guy, see what your baby's doing. She's a hoe. Say, me too, I'm a hoe. We met in the street.
Exactly.
Together. So,
that's
we're
kind of man.
Together.
Man.
Do you
yeah, and usually that kind of man is like, I don't know who's.
Do you know
I
what
hate
I mean?
That I hate calling people.
Do you know what I mean? That kind of mind thinks they are all hoes
anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like it is what it is.
It's like the streets have damaged.
Like who you pick? If you don't pick this one, the other one.
As in,
it might be my plus or minus one.
Like,
for me, it's like how can I hold somebody else at the higher standard than I hold myself?
That's true. That's very fair.
That's such an intelligent idea
yeah.
to present.
So that's how I really look at anything, and obviously I'm human being, right? So some things can bother me. Some things that you know, like. We established, okay, maybe this is a casual thing, yeah? And then somebody else, I see, you know? But, like, it's me. Okay, I'm doing the same thing.
Yeah.
You know? So, it's like...
So
why are you bothered?
Why are you bothered?
Yeah.
Why are you bothered?
And
right?
sometimes having a feeling doesn't make it wrong. Like, if
yeah.
you, if the fact that it bothers you doesn't
make
you wrong.
It makes you...
It's
how
you handle
that feeling.
How,
yeah. how do you...
That decides
how do you deal with that? Do you blow up? Do you get angry?
Because men,
no
men are very possessive.
You get emotional.
Yeah.
men by default can be very possessive. That's where the whole idea comes from.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And I think it's not ideal. We just can't help it. I think people in general are very possessive.
Mm-hmm.
However, men are taught to handle their emotions differently than women are.
Mm-hmm.
So we tend to express how possessive we are in more
very,
aggressive
very,
terms.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And that doesn't necessarily mean physical violence.
Yeah.
It's just how
we even bring it up. Literally,
how you
start the conversation.
How open you are to that. Like,
yeah.
You know, how very entitled you feel
yeah.
in that particular
yeah.
time, right? So men tend to seem very possessive like that because of the way we handle these things. However, I think for me, it's just me. I'm the guy that wants to know because I don't want to hear in the streets. If you are here in the streets, I can break down and start crying in front of man
yeah.
And I don't want to do that. So tell me now, if I'm going to cry, let's cry while we're in our closets.
In private.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Now, there's probably a threshold to what I can and can't handle.
Of course. There's
a lot of things I can handle because I've been in the streets myself, right? I know how things they go. There's a lot of things I can handle. However, I'm not going to pretend like I can handle everything.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's true.
Right?
True. So, limits.
So when I hear it and it has not crushed my threshold, I'm like, we still do. We're good. Mm-hmm. If that's crushed my threshold, I'm like,
is that all?
I'm like,
I still love you.
I'm like, I don't think this one is for me. It's not that you're a bad person. Me, I'm just not that good. I'm not that strong a person.
Yeah.
Right? I have a rule. If you cannot handle a bad bitch,
don't date one. Number one rule. That's another. You know, the conversation I just flew into. That's another thing. This one. Now, a man goes to the club and he sees a baddie. She's wearing a very short dress, cleavage out, hair laid, slayed for the gods. He approaches her. He chats her up. He starts to talk and they start dating. Right? Now, maybe 2 months into the relationship, she wants to go out with her, or she wants to go out with her friends, and she wears the same outfit that he saw her in.
Mm-hmm. I think that's it.
Are they dating?
Yeah, now they're
dating. Yeah, dating.
In a relationship?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, I know this one is going to cause some rifts.
Yeah.
Does he have a right
to tell her what to wear?
Tell her what to wear.
No, no.
I mean, that's the dress that attracted you.
She can go to the club. I'm going with her.
So, number one thing is, do you trust her?
No.
So, look, the thing is this.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember. Okay. Yeah.
Now, these are the two parts of this argument. These are the two parts of this argument. Number one argument, that is what attracted you to her in the first place.
Yeah.
So, that is what, you cannot come and now change who she is. Mm-hmm. Now, on the other same vein, that is what attracted you to her. Mm-hmm. So, that's what's going to attract other niggas.
Yeah.
So, the same point two ways.
This is 2 months.
I haven't said where I stand here.
No, this is 2 months after you started dating, and now
time is arbitrary.
Okay, I just want to create like a good time frame. Two months is relatively short. Maybe if you create a time frame of about 6 to 7 months.
Okay,
I think that's enough time frame to actually know if she's the kind of person you could do the long term with, and if she actually pulls up in that dress and is the kind of girl I fuck with. The way I've patterned my situation with the babe, I trust my babe.
Shola doesn't agree, but
I would love if I pull up with my babe, I might get a guy. This is your babe, but if I make heads, they turn.
Yeah, I like that.
So
yeah.
Pull up, run your thing, and come back home and twerk that ass for me, baby.
Yeah, exactly. That's fine.
That's all I ask for.
That's a good perspective.
Yeah. So before we go to the opposing part of the match, right? I think for me, here's my thing, right? I feel like a lot of niggas will say a lot of different shit, right? A lot of niggas, there's one aspect to it. You wore that dress and that dress attracted me.
Yeah.
My assumption is that's your resume. You're looking for a job that time. Mm-hmm. Now you're employed. Mm-hmm. Why are you still handing out your resume?
Okay.
Why is your LinkedIn still active?
You are gainfully employed for the foreseeable, and this is long term. This is not maybe I might be leaving the company in a while. For what you have told me is you are here to stay. In fact, you want to become the CEO. So why are you putting out? Why are you sending your resume to?
So, like, stop that, please.
But that's jokes.
Yeah.
For me, it actually gets me, and I won't lie to you. It's actually a turn on for me. Make a day straight to my babe. Make guys the look. I enjoy being in the corner, watching man then walk up to her.
I like,
you know
it.
Why? Because at the end of the day, she's going to go home with me. Mm-hmm. My problem now comes. I don't have a problem with men being attracted to you. I don't have a problem with men shooting their shots. I know I can never deceive myself to think that I'm the only person that's attracted to you. If I'm the only person attracted to you, there's a problem. First of all, so I don't deceive myself to think I'm the only person attracted to you. I don't deceive myself to think men are not going to shoot their shots at you.
Mm-hmm.
They will do it whether I'm there or I'm not there. Exactly. It's even good that I'm there. Let's be watching it, right? I have a problem. I don't have a problem with men trying to get you. I have a problem when you make it look to me like they can't get you.
Mm-hmm.
That's where we are.
That's where
them shooting their shots is one thing. Your response to their shots is where we have to now. Where I have to now start navigating that. Oh, I thought it seems like we're not on the same.
It's a red bird. Sorry, guys.
Where's that?
Right there.
Oh, I see it.
Oh yeah,
that's a cardinal.
That looks like a cardinal.
Yeah, it does.
Look at us bird watching and shit. Wow. What's it doing
in the middle of the podcast?
So
it becomes
a
question.
Hold on, I just got a joke.
What's your response to it?
Remember when you said she belongs to the streets? Hey, look at that bird out there.
So
maybe cut that out.
I'm not cutting that out. That's staying here.
Oh God, please continue.
So yeah, it becomes a problem where when we watch how you respond to that shot that was shot,
exactly.
And I have an issue with it. That's what we are talking
about.
Right?
Thank you.
Yeah, I agree.
That man shooting the shot, that's his business. Mm-hmm. If I was that man, I probably would shoot my shot too.
Yeah. Because I did.
Because when I shot my shot at you, I didn't know who you were with.
Exactly. Yeah, completely random. Do you remember when we went to Vidora? There was this bad bitch walking up the stairs. Ow! Do you remember that one?
I saw.
See this man, see this girl.
I saw.
Oh my days.
My man was walking behind her.
I didn't even see the guy. I just didn't look the
gay.
Take my money.
He's really see.
I just see the man.
I'm not the shiny.
Say my guy.
My guy,
that's priceless.
That's
G.
the kind of guy
that's
that
the
I
vibe.
Am. Yeah, yeah.
It's exactly. a madness, man.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah,
shall I?
No, so I actually agree with Ovo probably completely.
Yeah,
like you said. So there are two responses. If I'm out with you, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm either shooting their shots. Don't entertain their energy.
Yeah.
Or if you're entertaining, then you're telling me that you want me to rescue you. Right. So don't now shout at me.
Yeah.
But come to carry you.
Don't shout at me after, because I've been shouted at and I was just confused.
Really? So, that happened?
Yes. You know what I'm talking about.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Wait. Don't talk about that off the podcast.
Okay.
I was going to say something, but I don't want it to be.
So yeah, as everyone has spoken, I'm going to burst up, and I would like to agree.
Finish up.
I would like to agree with what was said. Number one thing is, can I trust you? The moment I know
I can trust you,
there's no way. Let's go out together, go out with your girls. As long as I know that at the end of the day you didn't entertain one of them and you came back to me. Well, Gucci, I'm not here to like change who you are from what I was attracted to. Like, that's just bogus. Because then, did you actually ever like me? If you're trying to change who I am, when. But I mean, that's a
hard thing. I think there's always change.
Because there's change, but there's the change has to be organic. I cannot try and force you to change.
Yeah.
That's another thing I was
going to
say.
That depends on what you're trying to change.
No, you can address.
Maybe it's red flags, but when you're trying to control.
But if it's something that.
For example,
when you're trying
to. Love someone.
There's
completely.
A line between changing and
control. You love
someone
completely. Mm-hmm. But the guy is a drug addict.
I mean,
you want to win him off the drugs.
Okay, this is the line. Is it detrimental to you or me?
And that's why I said it depends.
Yeah, it depends.
If it's detrimental, then
that's the question you asked. Is it detrimental? But essentially, like, just as long as I know I can trust you. I forgot there was another point I was going to make. But Jeff, you can go ahead. I can't remember.
I was going to flip the script. I can't remember. I think it was along Shola's lines. I'm not sure, but I was going to flip the script. Now imagine a scenario whereby the girl's friend. Maybe he's having like a baby introduction. It's like, oh, can you come with me? And you pull up and all our friends are looking at you, man. And everybody's like, oh my God, see?
Like you're a hot cake.
Yeah, you're top notch. How do you think the girl will respond to that? Do you think the girl will be cool? That's why I really wanted
to
check on this.
Depending on the babe, she may not be okay with it at first. But then if you now turn to Eddie Murphy, she will hit.
Yes.
And you're just
funny. What crap joke?
I didn't know this nigga had crap jokes.
So wait, to actually.
Like, you can't stop people like, bro, we've been at home all this while.
What are these
jokes?
What are
these jokes?
Bring
out the best 15 minutes.
If like someone like me, I gain energies from crowds, right?
Bro.
So if I'm in a crowded, if I'm in a group situation, like, especially if it's very positive vibes, I'll most likely just start cracking people. Like,
you have to.
No, but what I'm actually heading to is, for any respectable chick that actually trusts you, to the fact that you walk into a room as a guy and you've caught the attention of all her friends.
Yeah.
Fuck me. Yeah. Like any normal babe should actually love that scenario.
She's turned on.
Yeah,
she would
like
man.
As long as
just you have to respect.
Imagine making that
no, but this ties directly. Okay.
That's always making noise. Imagine asking your man and her jaw drops, and then you know, yes, I've gotten street cred in the office.
Exactly.
Tomorrow,
But this ties directly to that tweet where the girl says that if men love more, if a guy actually fucks with you and he sees that kind of scenario. He might be funny maybe just to your parents or your family members, but he won't do too much. He won't stay in one.
Let me tell you what's different. Right? If I talk to 10 girls, maybe 2 are trying to fuck me.
Mm-hmm.
If your girl talks to 10 girls, all 10 of them are trying to fuck her. That's the difference.
Enough said.
That's true.
That's the difference. Risk factor is different.
So,
simply because she has more opportunity than I.
Yeah.
Regardless of what she looks like, let's be honest.
Yeah,
this is remember we talked about the dynamics of dating.
The power dynamics.
Yeah, not the power dynamics, but how men approach dating and how women approach dating.
Well, like the numbers thing.
Like shooting shots.
Those
are
shooting shots. Yeah.
The shooting. I don't think. Have we said it on the podcast?
No,
I don't remember.
But that was.
What was that shooting shots?
But basically, men play the numbers game.
Yeah.
Because men, like, you know, like, all these people are not gonna like you. So you have to find the one that...
It was a conversation about shooting shots and handling of rejection.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because men, we were saying that women handle
rejection worse.
Was
in a terror. In a brackets. Way, so for example, there's men who have been physically abusive.
Yeah, that's different.
Violent.
Yeah,
because of rejection.
Rejection,
right?
Yeah.
And my thing is, there's men who have been that because that's the way they respond to issues. That's the way they mm-hmm. handle their own thing, right? That's fine. And then there's men.
Not fine.
That's not fine.
That's on the side.
That's not fine. That's on the side. And then there's men who. Then the other group of men are used to getting rejected.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That will swallow our spit and move on to the next. Then there's maybe the bottom tier that have not had much experience and will cry. Mm. Right? However, women, all of you fit in
everyone,
this bracket.
Yeah.
When you shoot one shot, you get turned down. You're like, I'm never shooting my shot again.
And the shot was
not
weak.
Not all of them.
Obviously,
But that's the exception.
There are some women that they know how to shoot their shots because they've had a lot of practice.
Yeah. And then they fall into that category of how men handle it.
Yeah.
So, they just keep going.
Yeah. You know yourselves, you're real ones.
Yeah, yeah.
You're real ones, man. And
shout out to you guys.
And don't let anybody shame you. Don't let society tell you shit. We out here, we love you for it.
2020, keep shooting, girls.
But the
keep
man
shooting.
There might not respond, but you know what?
It's part of life. The game is the game.
On to the next.
Yeah. The game is
on
the game,
to the next.
Man.
In fact, let me tell you how you need to go. Always up your level. If a guy that says no, the next guy should be finer than him.
Mm.
That's how you do it.
Exactly.
That's how you do it. The one that will say yes, all of a sudden, you are up there, top tier.
Yeah, grass boost and grass.
It is what it is.
I just got a
someone just sent me a text of a picture that maybe kind of it doesn't tie in.
That was news, sorry.
No.
News.
It doesn't tie in, but it is kind of it. It says, I don't even know if we can have this conversation.
I agree with this. Please read it.
Oh, okay.
It's about 100%.
All right, let me read it.
Okay.
So it says 80% of Nigerian ladies are either bi or lesbians.
Mm.
Nigerian ladies.
Mm-hmm. The only thing holding them is the country, because fuck home training. They don't really care about that. But y'all are not ready to have this conversation. She says, LOL, I'm not even exaggerating, but like I said, y'all are not ready and you can call me Les or Bi for all I care. That's your business.
Mm.
Now, so we put this up in the podcast for you. You know who you are as you sent me this question. Here we are debating it.
Okay.
Over to you, Sean.
Hey, we're taking requests now. We've blown it.
I used to say this, Sue. I used to say, whether Nigerian or non-Nigerian, all girls are a little gay.
But isn't that part of the fluidity of their sexuality?
Yeah, it's gay.
Is it definitely?
No, listen.
That's just too rigid.
Me, my own is, I'm not, I've been told not to be, to hold double standard. So, I hear girls say, oh, her ass looks nice. Oh, she has nice breasts. And I was like, oh,
these are the same things that men say.
I'm like, oh, yeah, a little gay. That makes sense. Because mans don't hop up saying, oh, his ass looks nice.
But that's a nice bulge.
No. That's not allowed. I it used to confuse me because I grew up with all brothers, right? And I didn't really have close relationships, like deep relationships with female, like as a French and friendship with women until I got to college. And I used to see girls who come, they hold each other's hands. I was like, okay, that's strange.
They'll be grabbing their titties.
They'll be grabbing each other. Then they'll have to tell me a story. One girl was crashing in their door, and then when she went to shower, she just came out naked, and they all started playing together.
Man, you cannot come out naked. Let the little
question be what? That's not a Bible verse.
They'll be sitting down on each other's lap. I was like, okay, they don't have stuff, but you know, they'll be grinding on each other, and I used to observe all these things.
You know what I mean? It's like when you go to the club and you see girls grinding on each other, it's normal. Like, it doesn't make any sense. But when you go to the club and you see man them grinding on each other,
so,
that's
a homosexual. That's a homosexual man.
It boils down to the rigidity.
Like, you don't think about it too much. So they're gay.
It's about
like, women. It might be cool.
Yeah.
Maybe they're not. Maybe. Who knows?
They're just besties. Okay. But anyway, so another thing is, then when the one that now really got me was when girls said, I just made out with a girl that was drunk. I was like, I've never been that
drunk. There's no amount of alcohol that you give me.
I was like, wait, you just made. I was like, yeah, I just made out with her. Yeah, it was like, I was like,
even if the guy is dying, you wake up, don't fucking give him mouth to mouth.
Let me just die, please.
Leave me in peace.
Like, and I think it's like you said, the way society makes the rules for women and men, but the fact that women
conform into it in a way.
So the fact that women are allowed to cross that line,
and they do,
you people are a little bit gay, and that's fine. Some people even like it like that.
Yeah.
So, but it's fine. I think
I don't know if it's a true statement.
I think it's a scientific fact.
I think for me, I've always said this thing that I've always said it that y'all are all a little gay, like, or at least at the very least bi curious, right? Now yeah. I don't know. More so, I think my ideal has changed. That I don't think it's 100%, but I think it's also greater than 80, right? However, I've heard some truly things that I think are outrageous, right? You might not be into it, mm-hmm. but you let... So, I've heard a girl say, oh, but I've kissed a girl, right? And I wasn't into it. She tried to kiss me, and I let her kiss me. Mm-hmm. I wasn't feeling that type of way before I kissed her. I wasn't into it when I kissed her. It didn't really change. I wasn't into it after I kissed her, right? Like, it wasn't really a thing. I'm like, so you don't understand. But you let her kiss you.
And I'm like...
There's nothing you can say. Like, you tell me that another brother will stretch his lips towards me and I will not blow him in the face. Yeah,
nah, you will not even let a guy you don't like kiss you. You will not even let a guy you don't like kiss you.
Sometimes...
Actually, I don't cut it out. Admit when we're wrong. Mm-hmm. We took it back.
Yeah.
Yes. I think there's definitely some level of truth to that, for yeah, sure. And it all boils down to the rigidity of masculinity and the fluidity of femininity.
Yeah.
Like, and that is just the norm. And we all perpetuate it.
Yeah.
So I don't know if there's much of anything else to say.
Because the ideal is that in Nigeria it is solely more frowned upon than it is in the West.
So they have to hide.
Right? Yeah. So there's reason to keep it under wraps.
I guess this is
why this conversation seems like a much more controversial one.
I think it's Nigeria that said if you're gay or whatever, 14 years, casually. Being...
But then all the big men in Abuja, let's not
get into that.
Some people's fathers are on that table. So let's really back in. I have another, since we're reading tweets, right?
Let's go.
So first tweet, this is it. Somebody tweeted, a woman tweeted this, and then I'm guessing this was either, I don't know if it's a man or a woman replied.
Yeah.
But the reply is funny. The day my husband asks me to pay house on rent
is the day
I pack my bags.
To pay half of the rent, right?
And then the guy says, and go where? You can't even afford half rent, my guy.
You can be going.
Where are you gonna go?
You can be going.
How can you feel so entitled that you want to live completely off somebody you claim to love?
Like, I'll be honest, men and women do this thing.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not talking to women. How? Yeah, like, how can you, you know, say you love this person and you expect them to take care of you fully? And what do you do in return? You fuck them. That's what I was saying about that transactionality of sex.
My own is like, if you don't want to act like an equal, don't be expected to be treated like an equal. I'm sorry. That sounds bad.
It sounds terrible.
And I agree. Until we start talking about what you mean by act as an equal.
Yeah.
Now, personally, to me, I think there's no societal standard that should decide what goes on in your relationship.
You and your partner define what goes on in your relationship.
So what the gender roles are is just the term to put it, but it's roles.
You did air quotes.
Yes, exactly.
You have to say quote unquote.
Air quotes, quote unquote. Gender roles, right? Should you and your partner decide that, right? If you marry a husband who loves to cook, you now say no. Society said I should cook because I'm the wife. It makes no sense, right?
Exactly.
So that's different. Now that being said, because the two of you have decided what goes and what doesn't go, right? We now get to this whole rent thing. If we decided that I pay the rent.
Then we made that decision. But don't hold it as some kind of...
But if things are tough, things are difficult, my anticipation is, or my idea is that I'm not an idiot, and so why would I marry an idiot? I'm assuming, right? So my thought is, if I pay the rent normally, and things are difficult at that time, which can happen to anyone, you would step in if you have the capacity to.
Because
it's all about capacity, right?
Yeah.
So, because... The landlord will not come and kick me out and leave you there. All of us will pack our bag.
I was even going to say something. The fact that the guy is man enough to come and talk to you, that can you help with half of the rent?
Exactly.
Fam, like...
It's not everybody. I'm saying it's not everybody that gives a fuck. You're talking about it from our perspective.
Okay.
We're guys. There are some men that are mooching off.
While on this topic, this one was just a very, very big... How should we talk about this? I think it's already done and dusted. It was a long time ago. On the internet, everyone was going crazy about it.
Yeah, we can.
Yes, I remember the situation now. They've been dating, right? He owns a house. He's paid it off. He's paid it off on his own time.
I remember this.
Now your lease is your lease is ending. She has a job. She stays at an apartment that she can afford to pay what $1,200-$1,500 a month, right? Rent. So that was a very nice place. They're not married. He's like, okay, your lease is up this time. Why don't you move in with me and pay me what $700-$800?
Yeah, it was like half.
Half of what she was paying. Her apartment.
Wait, hold on.
As it just contributes towards.
I missed a few things. So,
yeah.
They live separately.
Yes.
He's paid off his own house.
His house is paid off.
She's paying rent in our own house.
Yes.
Where she's staying. Now her lease is up. He says, it'll be cheaper for you to move into my place, pay a little less.
Yes.
Half. No. 700. Okay, half of what
half
she was paying.
Half of what she was paying.
Half of what she was paying at her apartment, right? Okay, go on.
I want to make sure. They're not married.
They're not married. So they're essentially moving in together.
Mm-hmm.
And he wants her to contribute towards the house.
But he already
Paid it off. And the fact that she knows he's paid it off is where she has her issue. Like, it's paid off, so why are you charging me?
Yeah.
But, first of all, if you didn't know that, would you have complained? Second of all, even though he's paid it off, it was still money out of his pocket at any given time. Maybe he wanted to save up for something else that he put off.
Yeah.
And then if you help, you know, then he can put the money there. Stuff like that.
I hold an opposing opinion.
I'm not done, but... Now, so, okay, fine. The whole scenario is set. Who is wrong? That's what they said, I guess.
Okay, who's wrong, Abby? I have an opposing opinion, right? In a sense that I don't know who is wrong yet. Who is wrong is dependent on their relationship, and I don't know their relationship.
Yeah, so I was going to say that.
So let me get there. My opposing opinion is this. Personally, to me as a person, which I'm stating over and over, so that you know that I'm speaking for myself as a person, to me personally, right, I honestly think moving in together is such a big deal.
Oh yeah, it's a huge deal.
Because
for me as well.
I like my space particularly in certain ways. I have certain things in certain places. I'm the kind of guy who's neat enough. I'm not necessarily the neatest, but I'm pretty tidy in a sense, right? That being said, I like to put things in certain places. That might not be the appropriate place for it. But when I'm looking for it, I know to go back there. Yeah. If it's not there, I start to panic. Because I know I left it there. That means somebody stole it.
Yeah.
That's the way I think straight
that's
up.
The moral lesson.
Thieves have come here and they have stolen this thing.
Yeah.
You have a problem. Only for me to stop panicking and find out you are the thief in question.
Yeah.
And you are not a thief because you live here. It becomes a problem, right? So it's a big deal for me for moving in together. And that those things, it's different when you have a roommate. You guys can understand certain boundaries and limit yourself to certain places, as opposed to when you are dating somebody, you are in each other's space all the time.
Yeah.
You don't have boundaries.
Yeah.
That's where the problem comes in, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's such a bigger deal to consider.
Yeah.
But whether they are paying you rent or not,
mm-hmm.
like contributing to the fact that she was paying rent somewhere else, the reason why I have an opposing opinion is this, right? If I'm asking you to move in with me, we didn't stop dating.
Yeah.
We're not going to stop dating. It's not outside the concept of our relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens when he actually wants her to move in with him? He will say, okay, so now you can stop paying rent. Like, it doesn't make sense to me.
Well, what if even when he gets married, he expects her to contribute to...
We even get there, Seth.
Okay.
We even get there, Seth, right? So I'm thinking to myself, if you're moving in with me, you're moving in with me. Right? If the house is paid off, the house is paid off. You're not paying any rent because it's ridiculous to me. I know that, like, yes, you'll be paying more money elsewhere. But that's not what it's about for me, right? Now, in that space, if there's things going on in the house that requires, I can't necessarily take care of on my own.
You should handle that.
I want to think as a couple, like, we'll talk about it and be like, how are we going to deal with this? Here is me stretching myself to the max, and here's what I can provide for. I want to believe that you're bringing the same thing to the table, saying...
Or more.
Not equal. I mean, the same. When I say
the same
thing, I mean I'm bringing everything.
Yeah,
exactly. I'm saying here's all I have.
Yeah.
I want to believe that you're saying here's all I have. It doesn't have to be. You don't have to match.
Yeah.
But we're shall dropping our all on the table.
Yeah.
Right. So if you're dropping your all on the table, there should be things that you do in the house that you don't. It doesn't fit.
You're not
going
to have to ask.
Yeah.
You understand? Like, you're not doing it for you. You're not doing it for me. You're doing it for us.
Mm,
right.
So. Hopefully going to get all the clout at the end of this.
Depends on small business, right? So I'm thinking to myself, like, I'm not asking you to pay because we're here together. It's not costing me.
Yeah.
So it shouldn't cost you.
It shouldn't, I agree.
Yeah. So,
do you know what I mean?
Okay. Do you want to go? Should I go first?
But here's the other thing.
Okay.
If in their relationship,
mm-hmm.
if in the boundaries of their relationship, they have accepted I just have rule things. Yeah, so blah 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 blah. Here's what I do. And you agree to it, even though you didn't want to agree to it. Because I don't like you, people will manipulate you and they will gaslight you into agreeing to things that you did not want to agree to.
Yeah.
However, when they put you in that situation and you realize that you have agreed to it, don't come on
internet.
On the internet.
I was coming to that. Oh, but you don't steal one of my points.
Don't come to the internet and fight.
You don't steal one of my points.
You agreed to it. Shut up your mouth.
Yeah. So I think the guy is not wrong, but he fucked up. It's like...
So I hate going last sometimes.
So, men, I think when it comes to transactional love, right?
Yeah.
Usually, when it comes to how can I show you my love in a transactional way, women usually use sex and men usually use money.
Money,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, it's like a guy can say, ah, don't you love me, right? Let's say, babe, she normally sleeps with people. And then you start dating her and all of a sudden she has turned to... Mother Teresa. What's actually going on? Because you know what I mean? So you may question whether she loves you because she's not having sex with you, if she normally did. But then you may now, as a lady, now question a guy, like, men maybe sacrificing, especially financially, or giving up money because of how men express love. Yes. Right? Which is why it always pains men. Like when women are like, is it not just blah 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 dollars?
Oh, God,
but it pains us because that's how we show love. Right, and that's why when you break up, you're like, okay, give me everything I bought for you. Right, and like,
we don't do that yet.
Man. Okay, I guess.
look at you, look at you. You're so,
I was telling somebody about the podcast, and I was like, I think Shola's going to get us arrested.
Yeah.
So I guess, but it's like that's why the guy was saying, oh, give me back. Like one girl was telling me, this guy proposed to her, I mean, he cheated. They were engaged, he cheated. But she kept the ring. And she was
telling me, she didn't want to give the ring back.
The ring, and she told me the ring cost $5,000. I was like, ah.
But I feel like that in that case, I don't agree with asking for like stuff you bought through a relationship back. But a ring is a symbol.
It's a symbol.
Of my commitment to you.
If that commitment is broken. You accepting that ring is you agreeing to that commitment.
Yeah.
That's fine. That's
broken.
Regardless of how we broke it.
Yeah.
Give us a symbol back.
Yeah,
right?
If you
fucked up in the office and they fired you, you return your key fob. If you didn't do anything, you're an amazing employee, but they still fired you. You give them that key fob back now.
But the key fob is not $5,000. That's my own. If you like, you can keep the ring. If the ring was worthless, keep it. It's the $5,000. I'm not gonna lie.
I feel like you can ask for it. I'm just being honest.
But that makes sense from the way they explained it. It makes sense, but. So that's why men show their love through money. So it now becomes weird when you have your house, right? You could have gotten a random tenant to live in your house. You're asking somebody to, you're saying, oh, moving with me, which moving with me usually is a sign of,
yeah, it's very,
let us move to the next step of intimacy.
Yeah.
He probably thinks that he's doing a good thing by asking her to be half, like, and I wouldn't do this for anybody else.
So he's probably in dinner with Jay-Z Twitter.
So and so
you have the same 24 hours.
It's now
nigga, fuck you. So you know what you have, 24 hours and resources. That's what you have.
So it's now becomes weird when it's like, why aren't you showing your full love? You're asking her to make a higher commitment.
Mm-hmm.
But then as a guy, she's now looking at it weird, like you already have the house.
Mm-hmm.
Right, you're not saying
like you had the chance to make this about a relationship,
yeah,
but instead you made this about money,
you made this
exactly. Yeah. So that's where I think he fucked up,
yeah.
He felt that was a bad chess move on his
mm-hmm.
part.
Mm-hmm.
Just whether if he wanted to finish,
sacrifice his bishop away for a mm-hmm. pawn,
honestly, that was just bad. So I think what he did. It was tactically wrong. I don't know whether it's morally wrong.
Yeah. there's no morality.
Yeah.
I think you
go inside. I was going
to
say something. Okay. I wouldn't say he fucked up
because
there are so many. We have. Well, what is the word I'm looking for?
There's a lot of things we don't know.
Exactly. There's a lot of stuff we don't know.
Yeah.
He could have been going through a lot of stuff and he just decided that's an opportunity. And to be honest,
he could have debt elsewhere.
I mean, half of what you were paying. But like, essentially, me being the kind of person I am, I wouldn't ask you for money.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like Shola also said, we're trying to take the next step of intimacy in a relationship.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. If I get
you, people love, but this Jeffrey is a bastard.
No. Wait.
Jeffrey will not ask you for money. Jeffrey that will one up your boyfriend in the street if he's.
Yeah. Let me just create context. What over is saying?
Don't do it.
We went. Somebody.
I saw this.
No way. Let me give you the gist of what happened. So, First of all, you know how America is. When they invite you for dinner, everybody carry your wallet.
Oh my God.
So this babe, was having a dinner, a birthday dinner. And demand them. Her boyfriend works with Raytheon. So Alaye has bar.
Too many subjects. Mm-hmm.
No, I have to drop context. No.
Okay,
no, okay, no.
Okay, so
okay,
they will know
so,
who it is.
Well, I don't care. So
I like this.
So Ovo already looked me like.
No,
Ovo already looked me like.
Okay, so first of all, they're not black people.
Okay, yeah.
So
true,
they don't.
True.
And they're not Nigerians by. They're not
so,
Nigerians. They might, because we signed it to them.
Wait.
They're not Nigerians. So I told him in Pidgin. I was like, Baba Ashe Gaima go sort.
No, let's not even get there. Ovo already saw the look on my face. I always say, oh, Jeffrey, whatever you want to do, I got you.
No, before, we,
like,
before we even
you.
Go there, I
okay,
first
okay,
asked,
okay,
him, I first asked him, I was like, Shay Gaiman will sort everything.
And
he
I started
like,
laughing.
How? He started laughing. He said, how? I was like, no, sure boy. Now, you suppose
that
I
was.
I didn't say it was a sure boy. I didn't know him from anywhere, but I know the babe, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she's chill. She's cool. She's our party, right?
Mm-hmm.
She's cool. So I'm thinking to myself that as she has invited everybody for dinner, normally her guy, her boyfriend doesn't stay in Dallas. He stays elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
So he flew in for this birthday,
mm-hmm,
right? I'm like, my man, you flew in for this birthday to make this birthday
thing
special for her.
Run
don't
the
do
thing.
Whatever is worth doing is worth doing
what
well.
Do well.
Don't do it halfway, right?
Yeah.
So I was turning to my guy, I was like, this man's going to sort
no,
it.
No, first of all, we've even missed context. As Nigerians, we came late.
So yeah, we came late.
So they've already been
eating.
Drinks everything before we got there.
As we did, they carry plates.
They
man,
carry
when
plates.
We don't, so as they carry plates, they bring.
So
they
already
chowed. So
the
chowed.
Ovo and I just had
we
one
just came
appetizer,
there, had
one chicken steak and rice and salad and something like.
Then they now brought the bill.
They now brought bill.
So man, them was now counting.
The man was counting.
What are you counting? I now looked at my. So that's where you're the next part of your. I now looked at my guy. He was like, "How far you go run him?" I was like, "Anywhere you want to do your back, but please be respectful."
Because the guy actually counted like 12, 12, 12. They're like, okay, can everybody bring... Then I think you saw the look on my face.
No, they're saying we can't give them 12 cards because there are 12 of us.
Let's give them six.
We'll
pay off. Then the guy now said, I think you know who saw my face. I'm like, Jeffrey, you and Ovo can pay your own separately because we've been eating before you came. I'm like, you know what? Whatever you want to do, split it among Ovo and I. It's only right. But I swear, how much of the bill?
No,
let me
Jeffrey now, as the guy was counting... Was counting and looking around 12 to 12. Jeffrey was like, how much is the bill? She now said, she called the price. It was a substantial amount.
It was actually okay.
For 12 of us, it was okay.
Okay.
It was about 300.
Something like that.
Oh,
that's
okay.
And this was proper.
Because you realize if
tile.
You split around 10 people, that's $30. So
yeah,
it was even less for 20 something when you split around 12 people, right? So you can see that 12 people can go out.
Yeah.
And eat.
I have a good time. I'm not
and
too
eat,
star
and
or whatever.
That
it was
amount,
actually expensive
right?
Spot.
So it wasn't a big deal, right? My whole thing was like,
nah.
This guy man did nothing to run.
This guy
it.
Man
maybe
he didn't even flinch.
He didn't even.
I don't know this guy did like 1, 2, 3, 4.
Was So when Jeffrey asked how much is the bill,
I was everything.
He now said the price. He now looked at me. I now looked at him because I was like, I know what this guy wants to do.
Over and I said, Jeffrey, don't.
I was like, don't do this to this guy. Because it's her birthday.
Oh,
my boyfriend is an accountant. You now want to rip out your ATM.
Oh, my God. I won't do it. Shalom, what you're saying.
Yeah.
I won't do that.
Nah.
And the boyfriend will be there counting because he's still holding the receipt.
I don't do that.
That's
why I don't believe in birthday dinner.
It was
I was
mad.
Like, don't do it.
I don't do it.
Please cook for us.
It was mad. So wait, let's get back to what Aya said. So the kind of person I am, I wouldn't ask you for money. But also, like Shola said, we're trying to take the next level in our relationship. But also, this also ties back to the tweet Aya said. Something about come and pay half the rent. Like,
mm-hmm,
we both of y'all live together.
Mm-hmm.
Best believe if there's a scenario and for me to walk up to you and ask you for money to help. Best believe I've exhausted all my options, being the person that I am. You're not my first option to go. Trust me, I've tried me. How many people do I ask for money in my house?
Your guys first.
I didn't even go to my guys
to
be honest. Maybe Max Ovo. That's the only person I ask for cheese. Ovo doesn't have. My mother doesn't have. Jesus has not answered me. So me to walk up to you and say, babes, this is the plan. What can you do? How can you support? It's not a long-term plan. It's just temporary slide back in the plans. what can you do? Me knowing the fact that you were paying over 50, I'm not taking the advantage that you were paying over 1500 in your former year before, that makes you have more cheese than me. But the fact that I let you in, and maybe this happened maybe a year after you've moved in, so it's not even a matter of you just moved in and I'm giving you a bill. Come on, step up to the fucking plate now.
I think that's the thing. I think the thing to
there's a lot of context.
Yeah,
context is needed to see, is this situational, like based off of what they are going through, what the guy is going through, or is he just being an opportunist in this space? Like, you need. This is an opportunity for me to make free $800 a month. You know, I have the space, I'm not using it. We are probably going to move in anyway. So I might as well make some money before
fast track it.
If he's being an opportunist in that situation, then
maybe
we'll
that's the 5,000 I wanted to use and buy the
legendary. Alright, let me contribute to making her pay for down. So when she says, oh, I'm not doing it again,
So my when I was asked this question, I don't know how many months ago this was. My first point to state was, number one, I'm sick and tired of all these scenarios that people keep cooking up. People sit down in their houses. $1.
I was looking for $1.
People sit down in their houses and cook up intentional scenarios that will pit man and woman against each other and put it on the internet. And everybody falls bait every
fucking
single
time.
I'm tired of it. Like, when you see something, you just know this is made to cause this rift. And I don't know whose bottom line is helping. Probably the white man.
Clout.
But first of all, anytime you see a post like that, first of all, ask yourself, is this not worth me stating some arbitrary opinion that doesn't have enough context on the internet and engaging in a battle with 50 different men or women, as the case may be? Or can I just like, okay, yeah, I wouldn't do that. Okay, it's fine. So that brings me to my answer. When I read that, I was like, first of all, logically, if we're just using straight logic, he's not wrong.
Yeah, he's not wrong.
Personally, though, I would never do that.
Yeah, I think that's a tactical error.
I would just never do that. It's just not what I would do. So, in fact, that's it's like...
Fire. Yeah.
It's like, you know... It's
watch
like,
your fire! Watch your fire!
It's just stupid. Yeah, it's not something you should do. Yeah. But... So,
you see yourself in the leg.
But the point I want to make highlight, and I'm going to give you guys another play scenario just for laughs. But I just want to highlight, anytime you get on the internet and you see something that is there to obviously gaslight you and polarize you towards your gender and the other black women against black, just don't.
Yeah, just honestly. Don't.
Okay, now let me say something. As you guys were bantering, I thought about something. What if that $700, he was using it to fund her new car?
So she's
but she's paying for a new car.
He's teaching you to be more accountable.
Yeah, honestly, it's
I know you don't know what he's doing right now, but okay, this is a lesson in finance.
Let's create context.
But okay, let's say he puts half. Oh no, three quarter of his money in the car, and then he uses
let's create context.
Let's talk to her. Is she an idiot? Have a conversation with her. I know she doesn't understand where you're coming from. You shouldn't be.
Okay, let's create context. He has spoken to her. The girl with the award now, Apollo, and he knows she's a shopaholic. So essentially, that money.
Oh, he's keeping it aside for her.
In her name. So what do you do?
Chess, not checkers.
Because that's the kind of move I would do, to be honest.
I won't do that because here's my thing. I think it's still...
I
think it's an insult to me myself. I'm going to tell you something, man. You as a man, if you don't know, let me let you know now. Right? The woman you chase is the reflection of who you are. If she's stupid, you are stupid. It's the truth. So I want to be able to talk to my woman and say... This is where this money is going to. I know you are like you like to shop, and it's because where you come from, you are from a rich family, and your father used to throw money at your head.
So yeah,
and as we're doing this thing together, I can't throw money at your head. Do you want to come and suffer? Will you suffer? You won't suffer. You don't suffer. So, I'm going to require you to give me XYZ amount of money every month. Here's where I'm going to put it. Here's what I'm going to do with it. And you know everything. Here's what I'm going to do on my end. I've told you everything. I want you to be able to know that. You yourself, you're smart enough to know that while you're not stupid, you simply have a problem because you've always had access to money. So, it's a hard habit to break. And you understand that, okay, I see where you're coming from. This might help. And maybe you work a really good job that you have a tendency to also keep having access to money. Maybe not as much as when your father would just throw money at you. And especially now that we actually have responsibilities as a couple, right? So, now you have to now think about certain things. And you realize that, okay, I have a tendency to misbehave here. After I've spoken to you, I want to think that the girl I'm with is going to be intelligent enough to agree with me and say, all right, let's do this. And as long as I'm not going behind her back and stealing her money and not being an idiot, we're fine. If I have to trick you into being financially conscious or financially sensitive, why the fuck am I dating?
Yeah, and to be honest, yeah, why the fuck are you dating them?
That's a simple question. Why are you dating that person that you have to manipulate into doing something sensible?
I think that kind of high level chess move.
It's not necessary.
If you are stuck in a marriage, like,
let me tell you what that chess move is for.
That's for your wife.
As if you are starring in the Tyler Perry movie.
No, that chess move is for your wife, because if you married them and you didn't know at that point, okay, you fucked
and
up.
And you are stuck there, you have to find a way.
You have to now use that as the kind of chess move to win.
But you're dating and you are doing... That's not a dating.
You don't declare like nuclear strike for...
That's
a big move. Let's say when she finds out, let's say 12 months down the road, you cannot be like, okay, I deceived you, but our children are now going to college. So think about that. I'm now going to college. She'll be like, ah.
Because the argument that I think to be had is, if for anything, if he's actually doing it for her benefit, to save you the money, blah, 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 all of those contexts are... All that context is true.
Honestly, we're just fine-tuning the context.
Let's assume all of that context is true.
Yeah.
The argument I think should be had is, so why couldn't we trust each other to have that conversation? And that's where the point. Really, why couldn't we trust each other to have that conversation? If I didn't know you enough and for some reason we got married.
Yeah.
Right? And now we're in that context. I can see where we're coming from because I didn't know. Now we're there. Now I have reason to say this is why we didn't have that conversation.
And maybe person is like daft like that.
Do you understand?
Let's say you know that about your
But wife. If we're just dating, I have to ask myself, come wait. What do I really find attractive in this person that is causing me to make this kind of decision? Because I'm really thinking to myself, look, you are strong as the weakest link on your team.
Yeah.
So, when you are thinking that you are intelligent, you are manipulating somebody that you consider to be an idiot, how much better are you really?
Yeah, that's true. Ah, man, that was a good one. That was a good one. I'm sure you agree. That's why you're still here. You're still here. That's how you know it was good. But if you're still listening, we would really appreciate it if you would leave a rating, a review, you know, comment, share, all that on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify Podcasts.
Deezer.
Pretty much whatever you listen to your podcasts on.
Yeah.
And also, if you feel like you're an interesting person, you have something interesting to talk about, feel free to DM us on Instagram at OffTheRailsPod, and we will review and get back to you.
Also, follow the podcast. Follow the Instagram account. I think that's the only social account that we do have. So follow the account and, you know, just hit us up. And we're definitely open to communicate with everyone who's fucking with us.
Come through. Let's catch a vibe. It's about to be lit.
All right, let's get it.